So here's the thing, Brad.
Hold up a newspaper, Dave. Tell us.
Yeah, make sure make sure that Crystal tells me if they bring back Aiden, because if I was writing that show and Big is dead,
right?
My wife was just rewatching something last night, and I heard Aiden's voice, and it just made me tingle inside. You know, it just really got me excited. I was like, and then it hit me. I was like, they gotta bring back Aiden. They gotta
should.
Do it.
They should. You know, we've had this conversation on the pod before.
Yeah, he was always
Carrie
too good for her.
Carrie doesn't deserve Aiden.
I know, but maybe now she does. After going through all that shit that she's been through,
trial
she course corrects, and then the whole thing ends with her marrying Aiden.
That could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Well, I think the whole run is done now, so I'll ask.
Oh no, no, they got renewed for season two.
Oh sure, but the season is done, right?
Yeah. Anyway, oh hey, where are we? Oh, we're on. I thought you're recording.
Yes, we are on.
I had no idea.
and we're here for you, Dave. This is all for you.
That's right.
Happy Easter, guys.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter
to both of you guys. And I think you both observe Easter, yeah?
And Passover, I observe nothing, but
yes. Sure.
Passover, nothing. So an atheist, a Jew, and a Catholic walk into a podcast.
Well,
I think you could put me in a couple of those categories.
But yeah, same. So, you know, I'm glad you guys are joining us. To our users, if this makes it on the air live, just note there will be no edits. There'll be a lot of ums, a lot of you knows, and a lot of that.
Oh, fun.
So I'm not
so
editing.
If this is your first episode listening to the Sucks podcast, maybe don't. Go back and listen to a couple of excellent episodes that we have in can. I would like to start by saying, Dave, if I may, welcome back to the Sucks podcast, to a special mini episode of the Sucks podcast. And I'm your host, Brad.
And I am Dave.
And with us always is producer Joe.
How's it going, guys? How you guys doing today?
We're doing fine.
Good doing day. Excellent.
So I'm going to skip the preamble because this is a special mini-sode
of
the Sucks podcast that Dave has called by special counsel.
Yes.
So Dave, why don't you tell us, why are we here today?
Well, fellas, I think we're slightly remiss on looking at the calendar. Like, for example, last week we had Joe's sister on to do an episode on health and wellness.
Correct.
Completely neglecting the fact that it was Siblings Day, the very day we were recording. We totally could have capitalized on that. And now, this weekend, of course, it's Easter, so we did look at the calendar, but it's also tax day, right?
Yes.
It was supposed to be Friday, but they extended it to Monday for why, I don't know, some holiday in DC, I think, which is great for me because I still have not done my taxes. So I thought, how can we not rant about this?
Right.
Okay. Because taxes makes everybody angry.
Yeah.
And everybody from every political side has a political opinion. And I think no one wants a political solution. Everybody wants a good user experience for taxes. And so I don't know how we do this episode. I can just complain about my experience now.
Are you saying that the experience of doing your taxes is bad user experience?
That's what everybody tunes out like
this before.
Duh. Yeah. Well, I mean, we can get it. I think this is a big episode that we can't do right now, but I did want to say that I had something called credit karma. Has anybody ever heard of
it? Gonorrhea.
I did. Well, I shed that, but and this is totally off brand. And remember,
this is what happens when we don't edit.
There's no audio editor this week, Brad. So careful, careful. What do you say, counselor?
Watch yourself, counselor.
Watch yourself, counselor. Okay, so I use Credit Karma. All right, for years now. Okay,
I have a problem with this already. But go on.
Okay, I used to use TurboTax that I got for free somehow. I can't remember how. just like my Disney passes, somehow I acquire these things. So, but I use Credit Karma, and I love it because all they are, despite what you're about to say, Brad, is they're just like they're an entryway into their larger suite of products. So they give you this service for free, right? So I don't know what their other suites of products are. Like I use an invoicing app that does the same thing. So I use Credit Karma and it's been perfect. Everything's free. I know you're going to say not everything's free, Brad. I'll give you a second to say your thing.
Right. Well, but primarily they're a credit reporting agency. Yeah, but go ahead.
Let me finish the thought. Okay. So I do it. It's done. I kick it out the door. I don't have to pay to file. I don't have to pay to use the service. It's been brilliant. But they sold this piece over to flipping Cash App. And I'm like, I don't want to combine those two things, my taxes and an app that I could pay people. Like, that does not sound like a good way to cross the streams, Igor.
Uh-huh. And Cash App, that's the name of the app. This is a payment app.
Yeah.
It's like Block. It's down the line Venmo, PayPal. It's like
right. Yeah, it's weird. Great. It's a podcast commercial. Do we want to do a quick commercial?
David? No, we don't. Not today.
Okay, so my problem is this, right?
I know it's what your fine. Problem is, but
I had to then download the app, and then they kept trying to do this kind of like sneak in these things like, oh, hey, add your debit card to this app. I'm like, nope. And then later on, it was like, oh, hey, let Cash App have all your taxes information. And there was no way to kind of like go past that. I had to go back, uncheck something, and then go for it. I was like, you dirty bastards. So that's what I wanted to complain about.
Patterns.
Yes. And we need to do that episode.
I think it's
So that's my complaint. My complaint is that it's and I'm dreading doing this.
Yeah.
You know, it's Easter weekend and I've got to sit here. I switched over to being a consultant, right? So I have this 1099 piece. And nobody tells you how to do that. Like you just be, if you work for yourself, you got to do a whole lot of, sleuthing, right? A little detective work.
Self-reporting, yeah.
I know I have one of those tax IDs because I was paying a nanny for a while, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, can I use that same tax ID for these purposes or is that a totally different thing? Mm-hmm. And I start thinking, why am I fucking doing this? Like, this should be easy. It should be like you work, right? You pay a tax. It's done. And why do people who are self-employed have to do it every quarter versus at the end of the year? I don't understand. Oh, because we're not withholding. Okay.
Right.
It's a clusterfuck.
I would say it may help you to do it quarterly because if your income fluctuates a lot, one quarter, if you make a lot of money, they might be taxing you at like say you make $250,000 that quarter, they're going to tax you at $1 million rate. And then next quarter, you make nothing. So it's like, I don't want to pay taxes on $1 million. I want to pay taxes on, I mean, I'm just using big numbers.
I get it. But why is there no portal where I just go in and I feel like there's a technological solution to this for the government. Absolutely.
Well, there's a simple solution for this. And the fact is, the government has our information. They could simply send us our taxes.
Yeah, send me a bill.
Yeah, either send me a bill or a check and I could just sign off and be done with it. This is not crazy. This is not, I mean, there's been a lot of places that reference this. This is not something I'm just coming up with now. This is.
Yeah. And you know why it's this way. And I don't want to get political, but it's because people of power and persuasion have slipped in a lot of exclusions and a lot of things that they can make it so they can't pay any taxes. And the rest of us are kind of screwed. Yeah.
They want to take advantage of the loopholes that they've created.
Right. Yes. So what do we do, fellas? How do we solve it in 15 minutes?
We burn it all down. Well, no, I wanted to rewind for a bit because I think that there's a lot that we should touch on here. Of course, the tax episode of the Sucks podcast should be like a giant, like two-parter, three-parter, four-parter.
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot to like break down there. And like the inequities of the tax system for corporations and for the wealthy versus people like us.
Yep.
Yeah, man, there's a lot to break down there. However, I did want to just call out, this is a recurring theme with Dave that I think we've probably touched on the pod before. Dave wants everything to be for free. So he's using this app, this free, quote-unquote free app. And like, how do you expect this company to make money doing this, Dave?
Yeah. They shouldn't.
Right.
That's how companies survive. Yes. That's
Well, no. Okay.
This is why Dave does not do our business model.
Right.
Let me push back. Okay. We have no business model.
Exactly.
Push back here. I think the model is what Credit Karma was doing is, and the same thing that there's an invoicing app that I use and they do the same, they do something similar. It's like, here is this free thing. This is the thing we're going to use to entice you to welcome to our suite of apps.
Okay.
And then you're like, oh, I like the user experience here. Let me check out your expensing app. Or for Credit Karma, let me check out your, I cut you off, Joe, whatever you're going to say that they are, you know, they have a whole other line of things that they can do. And I like that. And I could be completely misrepresenting Credit Karma and what they do. I just assume this is the entry point to a larger suite. And that I think is a good model, right? So it's like you give a free thing and it's the same thing like, well, I don't know if Twitter is a good example because now they have Twitter Blue. So like if you want to pay for Twitter Blue, and maybe that's the worst example, but like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things where it's like, oh, now pay for in-app purchases, but you can play the game for free.
Classic internet was always like, here's a free demo version of something.
Right.
Then, you know, here's the upgrades and it's all kind of.
Here's 10 free articles.
And then you.
And then you pay for it.
Buy it if you want. Yeah, sure.
Right.
It's not.
So, Brad, have you done your taxes?
I have not done my taxes. And I was trying not to bring this up on the pod because I'm embarrassed about it.
Why?
Yeah. I mean, I've had like time earmarked for the past several Saturdays, and then life has always happened. On those Saturdays. So, you know, it sucks. It really sucks, and I'm kind of embarrassed about it. But I do have to do it tonight.
Do you do your own?
I do my own taxes. Yeah,
TurboTax or something like that.
I use TurboTax, and by the way, I pay $80. And I think that when you're evaluating these choices as a consumer between Credit Karma, which by the way has always been, look, I don't want to besmirch the fine people at Credit Karma, but I remember hearing the commercials about Credit Karma. This is a company that I think, and I could be talking out of my ass here, their financial model is selling your data, right?
I'm
pretty damn sure that's why
I've
always made money. Yeah. Now, we should probably caveat that.
We have no idea what we're talking about.
Don't know what I'm talking about, but that's what I speculate.
I think you're right, Brad, because their commercials were always like, hey, sign up with us and you can get your credit report for free.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's no monetary exchange there. So they're obviously making money somewhere. And as we know,
I'm looking on investopedia.com. This is real time. Normally
there's always money in the banana stand when it comes to
always money in the banana stand.
Normally this fact checking would happen after the fact and we make corrections if we need to, but Credit Karma, this is from Investopedia, which I usually trust, makes money with targeted advertisements for members. Okay.
So how do you do targeted advertisers? How do you do targeted advertisement, Dave? You sell data. You sell your consumer data.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's sign up for this credit card, sign up for that credit card.
Yeah.
Because even TurboTax has gotten into that too. Intuit bought Mint, which is a similar service.
Right.
Here's your credit score. You're great. Sign up for Sapphire Blue or, you know.
My only point here with this is it's not a bad thing. It's not an inherently bad model. So long as you understand, Dave, what it is that you're getting into and where they're making money. And that's your choice. If you choose not to pay the $80 for TurboTax and instead you do this free thing, that's fine. And then the price that you have to pay is that they're going to sell your data. And then this year they're going to make you use this weirdo Cash App.
I think they sold this piece to Cash App. I think that's why it's a conversion. Like it's happening. They transfer everything over. And I hate when that happens. I hate when something bigger or larger, not the same. I'm very particularly annoyed when things not the same buy something else because I never think they do it right. Mm-hmm. You can kind of make it, it's finances, but it's taxes. It's different. And it's, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like when big ketchup buys an amusement park. You know
Damn
what I'm saying?
Those big ketchup lobbies.
General Electric buys Universal and creates 30 Rock.
So listen,
Shinehart wig company buys General Electric.
Yeah, exactly. So stop it. Stop all that. Okay. That's one rant. The other rant is his taxes in general. And we're not going to get to it. Like you said, it's a bigger thing. Long story short, we feel you users. We're all going through it. And now we're past it since it's Wednesday when you're going to hear this. Maybe we'll throw it out there Tuesday just for fun. But you're still past it. And you're like, God, that sucked. Just know that we're here with you. Happy Easter, right? Do we want to wrap it up or do you want me to rant more about how taxes suck?
I have one more quick part of the rant that I think is important to cover. The ideal scenario, the stasis, is that you get no refund and you owe no taxes, right? So there's a lot of basics that people don't quite grasp with this scenario, myself included, you know, until fairly recently. I always thought it was great news when I'm getting a refund back, and it's better to get a refund than to owe money. But the best possible scenario is that you get nothing. It's completely flat. Right?
Absolutely.
Because that means that you've done your taxes correctly, you've done your withholdings accurately, and then you have that money coming into your paycheck correctly, and then you can control what you do with your finances.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm expecting to owe money this year.
same, especially since I didn't pay the first two, the last quarter of 2014, whatever year we are in, 2021. Right. Whoa. Yeah, Brad, I'm with you. But you know, and it's hard to do that. It's hard to, because you got to do a lot of calculations and they never come, it never comes out flat. Right. And it should be the thing. And I'm not going to say a flat tax because that's a naughty word, because that's a trick. That's a trick. They're tricking you.
Yeah. Let's save that for the long episode.
Yes, I will save that for the long
episode.
Tax rates.
Yeah. And, well, by the way, when we do the expose on
he said do live.
We're definitely going to need some expert guests, because there is not a subject that I am less qualified to talk about than finances.
He is an evolutionary biologist, everyone, and a lot of other things, but not a tax expert.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's working on that.
One of my blind spots. I am working on it.
Yeah.
So reach out to us if you want to be a guest on that one.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, hey, I think we did it. We solved nothing, but I got to see you guys for a few minutes and say happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy Passover.
Yeah.
Happy all that stuff. Day, oh, yeah. Happy Passover.
Whatever Brad, it is.
Happy, happy Sunday if you're doing nothing. Brad, you want to take us out?
Take us out, Brad.
I sure do. Hang on one second.
No, not like you took your other friends out in your dreams. Just take us out and, out of the show.
All right. Well, we're wishing you all a great week. And gosh, I'm looking for my bullets here. Okay. Here's what I do want to say, though, in all sincerity. And I've never said this on the pod before, so bear with me, because I'm going to get a little heartfelt and emotional here. And that's our episode. Thanks for listening to The Sucks. We're wishing you health, a well-designed life, and good experiences.
Fantastic.
All right, cut the recording, because I don't want to edit. No editing.